This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Uttarakhand this afternoon. The corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. Addressing the gathering on the occasion in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said the economic corridor will strengthen regional economic growth by enhancing connectivity and boost tourism in the region.
Dehradun Delhi economic corridor se is pure kshetra ka kayakalp hone ja raha hai. Pehla fayda to ye hai ki isse samay bachega, aana jana sasta aur tez hoga. और दूसरा बड़ा फायदा रोजगार का होगा. अब इसके निर्माण में 12,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च हुए तो हजारों श्रमिकों को काम मिला. साथियों, इस शानदार एक्सप्रेसवे से उत्तराखंड के टूरिज्म को बहुत ही बड़ा फायदा देगा. देहरादून, हरिद्वार, ऋषिकेश, मसूरी और चार धाम यात्रा के लिए ये सबसे प्रमुख मार्ग बनेगा.
Prime Minister Modi has said when women become active participants in policy making and decision making, the journey towards a Viksit Bharat by 2047 is strengthened. In a letter to India's Nari Shakti, Mr. Modi said in the next 2 days on Thursday, Parliament will reconvene to discuss an important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. He expressed hope that the legislation will be passed in the House. He added that women from all over the nation are expressing their joy on getting a stronger opportunity to contribute towards building a Viksit Bharat. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal is in full swing. Top leaders of various political parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings to woo voters. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a poll rally in Gangarampur in the North Bengal district of Dakshin Dinajpur today. Mr. Shah said that BJP will resolve the Gorkha issue in the Darjeeling Hills without dividing the state. He promised that BJP will end political violence, syndicate raj, evict infiltrators from West Bengal after it forms the government. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. The assembly election in West Bengal will be held in two phases. The first phase of the election will be held on 23rd of this month and the second phase on 29th of April. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar resigned from his post today. Mr. Kumar submitted his resignation to Governor Lieutenant General Retired Syed Atta Hasnain at Raj Bhavan. Accepting the resignation, the governor directed him to continue as the caretaker chief minister until the formation of a new government. In a post on social media, Mr. Kumar shared the news, stating that a new government will now oversee the affairs of Bihar. He assured the incoming administration of his full cooperation and guidance, while also expressing his gratitude to everyone for their support in the state's development. The nation is paying homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu addressed the Samajik Samrasta Mahotsav at Gandhinagar in Gujarat on the occasion. President Murmu appealed to people to move beyond caste divisions and work towards an inclusive society, saying the country must now focus on bridging the gap between the haves and the have-nots. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament paid tributes to Baba Saheb at Prenasthal in the Parliament premises in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended wishes to people on the auspicious occasion of Baisakhi, Bishu, Vishu, Bohag, Bihu. The Vice President today offered prayers at Gurudwara Sri Rakab Ganj Sahib in New Delhi on Baisakhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called on the Vice President at Uparashtrapati Bhavan and conveyed greetings on the occasion of Puthandu, the Tamil New Year and Baisakhi. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.